As I travel around the country, I'm frequently asked about the Gulf oil spill, which I believe is on everyone's mind today. It's a highly complex problem, and we have the rights of many groups to consider. For example, the people who have lived on the Gulf Coast for many generations. They have a right to make a living and enjoy their environment. But there's also the rights of businesses to operate in a free economy and maximize their profits any way they can, and that includes BP Oil, Chevron, and Shell. Then there are the rights of their shareholders, who demand the highest return on investment. There's also the rights of the environmentalists, determined to preserve a fragile and deteriorating ecosystem, as well as the responsibilities of governments, who must protect their people and preserve the laws, and finally, clean up the mess. There are also the rights of the consumers, who demand inexpensive gasoline in greater and greater amounts. And so it goes, there is a vast number of groups who have competing interests. But that's just the human interests. Now let's add the layer of engineering and scientific complexities. When faced with a problem where the complexity and magnitude of the issue exceeds the cognitive capabilities that humans have evolved over millions of years, what can we do? Well, we have to use the venture capital mode. Venture capitalists are experts at complexity. For every 100 companies that they invest in, which have unproven technologies and unproven markets, they realize that regardless the amount of due diligence that they do, about 80 out of 100 are going to produce dismal results or no results at all, and 20 out of 100 will produce such fantastic results that it will dwarf the failures. When we become bad pickers, when we can't tell which solutions will work and which will fail, we have no choice but to execute them all simultaneously and raise our threshold of waste. That means that 80 out of 100 solutions to plug that hole a mile down may fail, but 20 will stop it. But how prepared are we to accept 80% waste? What would happen if our government leaders came to us and said, we can stop the oil from spilling out into the ocean and creating one of the greatest catastrophes in the environment that man has ever experienced, but 80 cents on every dollar we spend to plug that hole will be wasted? Are we prepared to tolerate 20, 50, 80% waste? I wonder. And yet every day the magnitude of the problem grows until, as Joseph Tainter once pointed out in The Collapse of Complex Societies, no amount of resources, no number of intelligent people can stop a cascade of collapsing events. Could this be our situation in the Gulf oil spill? It's difficult to say, but one thing we do know is that we do have the technology, we have the knowledge, and we have the know-how. But there is nothing worse than implementing one solution at a time as time moves forward and the problem grows in its magnitude. Think about what we've done to date to try to stop the oil spill and how we've handled the situation. The first thing we did was try to drop a concrete box over the hole. And then we discovered 30 days later that wouldn't work. The next step was to try to drill a hole through the side of one of the pipes. 30 days later, we discovered that didn't work. Frankly, 60 days have passed, and recently someone came to me and asked me to write an article that could be released on day 100. I refused. I hope there won't be a day 100. But I guess if we're going to implement one solution at a time and every 30 days discover that that solution has failed, there will be a day 100, a day 200, and many years from now, we will discover the true ramifications of implementing one solution at a time. Whatever solutions we have, let's say we had 100 on the drawing board, they should be implemented at the same time, simultaneously, with the expectation that 80% of them may fail, but the 20% will stop a catastrophic environmental disaster. This is the only way that we humans today have of solving these kinds of problems. We cannot aim for accuracy. We don't have the capability of determining what solutions will work. This is the fact. This is the reality of our condition.